Well, one day I'm fighting those other guys.
Yeah, no, we must. Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to the Business Platform. And we are back again, as usual. It's me, David Shombe, with...
And to me, Hileni Inane. Yes, the Monday is not as blue as it usually is.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We are on it, and... For those of you who are coming at the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is your business discussion platform. It's a platform where we discuss, you know, business matters. We discuss matters of, you know, bread and butter issue. We discuss matters which are dealing with financial issue which are dealing with trade. We look at, you know, areas of investment, we look at entrepreneurship, and also most importantly we look at SME development and also financial, or that is called fiscal policies, that is, you know, affecting human development. Yes, Hileni.
Yes. So, you know, when we say we look at businesses, we look at policies, we look at policymakers, and we look at everything in that regard, it also means that we offer you a variety of products that you can use here at Eagle FM to advertise your products, to reach a bigger audience, and to make sure that your company or your services are able to reach its full potential. Mm. And that is why you should advertise with us by calling our office lines, which is 083-288-400, 083-288-400, and let us pay our bills.
Statistics show that more than 12,000 road accidents were recorded in Namibia last year. Therefore, I believe zero is the only acceptable number of accidents on our roads this Easter. It is not impossible. Be responsible, do the right thing, and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further.
Well, welcome back. So like I was saying before, we had to pay our bills. It's a bread and butter station here. Yeah. So we need to butter the bread always.
Both sides.
Yes. So as I was saying, we have a variety of products that you can always call us for. We have live streaming services. We have live broadcasting services. So whenever you have events, we can come to you wherever you are in the country, and we can live broadcast your particular event, and the masses will be able to keep up and listen in and follow what it is that your company is all about. Alternatively, you can follow us on all our social media platforms, which is Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and what else? And our WhatsApp channel.
Yeah.
you can also join our WhatsApp channel. That is where you will keep yourself up to date with all the latest news that is happening in and around the country. That is where you will find information to the upcoming shows, so that you can also just better prepare yourself to join the conversation. You know, some of those conversations are important to you. Some of those conversations... conversations that are touching on daily things that you go through, so it is very important for you to listen in and just see what it means to you. Like, some of you guys are business people, and some of the conversations we have here are conversations that affect you directly, are conversations that, you know, will have your business on the edge of whether it's going to survive or it's not going to Trump survive.
Yeah, just information itself, because yeah, when you're a business person, it's the same with life. You can't make decisions without having data. You can't make decision without having, you know, right information.
Yes.
Otherwise, you will not know where you are going. That's why we are always saying, stay tuned and listen to Business and Economic segment and also other Eagle FM programs. Just to add to Eleni, you also have an e-paper that is the Villager newspaper. It's a paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also Friday. And also what is very interesting is that in the world of digitalization or digitization, there is an element of upgrading from using an ordinary radio to use, an app that is Eagle FM app. It's a very fast, easy to use app that you can download into your phone. And upon downloading that app, you can listen to, you know, live ongoing programs. And you can also go to the podcast. That is, of course, when you go and follow up on the past shows, and you will be able to be up to date with what have happened, what is happening, and also you can also be able to predict what will happen. And maybe
and the bonus is we usually have vacancies on our Eagle FM app. Mm-hmm. So just perhaps you are job hunting, you know, you are going through the hassle of looking for employment.
Yeah.
Your employer might be on our app. So you can just follow, once you follow on the advert, it takes you to the link or the website where you have to apply for employment. And voila, there you go. You might be the lucky one. So it's not just to continuously listen to voices like Eleni's or David's. Yeah. It also shares information with you. So every time there are important documents, we also upload them to our app. Just, to break down a few things to the best of our abilities so that the masses out there can also understand what it is that we are dealing with as a nation. So without further ado, David, let's get right into it.
Dear listeners, it's always very important to look at what's happening currently, what are the currents happening. And it's also very important to make sure that, we know where the country is going. Just, Eleni, before we go to the topic for today, we just received, a new administration in Namibia with, a promising budget and with also new people in places. However, wonders, what do they say? Wonders shall never end. Or what they say is that, there is always those unexpected things, although there are always those things which can affect how your country is operating. Yeah. And there are always those things that you don't really have control over. Somebody have to control. That's why just immediately after we got our new administration, good promising budget and also different changes in the government, then we receive the news that, the United States of America is, imposing sanctions on African countries, which is 21%. And dear listeners, before we go to that conversation, remember, there was, there is still an agreement with the United States of America where, African countries used to trade for free. You are trading for free, which means that you are not paying, you are not paying fees, or there are no tariffs when you are selling to countries like America. And America has a bigger market. However, due to the new administration of United States of America, we have seen the aspect of 21% of tariffs, and that is there's a bad blood. There's just a bad blood between United States of America and also African countries, and also Namibia in particular. And we have seen a different pronunciation, but we have to listen to the expert. Before we go to the conversation, what are the tariffs? What do you mean when you talk about tariffs?
Yeah.
What is trade war? Who is affected? Who can participate? Is it a physical war, or is it a war on on finance and trade? Or who is involved? What role can you play? Yeah, that is why it is always very important to start the conversation with those who are into that area, and we are going to listen to. We are going to listen to the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations. Now it's International Relations and Trade, which is Abasanda Pendananda. Just his reaction. It's an audio reaction on, United States tariffs. Then we can start.
The government of the Republic of Namibia has taken note of the U.S. government's recent reciprocal tariff imposed on African countries, which includes 21% tariffs on Namibia. The move by the U.S. administration has created turbulence in global trade, which undermines the commitment under AGOA, a non-reciprocal agreement designed to support developing countries and least developed countries in Africa by leveraging preferential access to U.S. markets. Unfortunately, this measure could result in unfair market conditions for Namibian products to compete fairly within the U.S. market. In response to the 21% tariff imposed on Namibian exports to the United States, it is important to clarify that these duties are not based on the most favored nation principle, but on the U.S. trade deficit, with each country divided by the total value of imports from nations trading with the United States. Consequently, the implementation of reciprocal tariffs by the United States of America is outlined in the April 2, 2025 White House settlement could potentially supersede existing trade agreements, including the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, and significantly impact trade flows. While Namibia's 42% tariff on the U.S. may be a contributing factor, it is important to note that not all goods from the United States of America into Namibia attract customs duties as per the SACU tariff structure. In terms of the SACU agreement, the Council shall, on the recommendation of the Tariff Board, approve customs duties to be applied to goods imported into the common customs area from outside that area. Therefore, this action requires a balanced approach from SACU member states, including Namibia, to find a workable solution based on reciprocity. In terms of mitigating the impacts of the tariffs imposed, stakeholders' engagement will be imperative to gauge and establish the extent of the effects imposed by the U.S. In addition, the ministry would explore several strategies to mitigate the impacts of the 21% tariffs imposed by the United States, which the ministry cannot reveal at this point in time. It is also worth noting that the imposition of tariffs could lead to decreased competitiveness of Namibian beef and fish exports to the United States market, potentially reducing sales volumes and demand for Namibian products due to price increases attributed to the tariff. Overall, the tariffs could disrupt established supply chains and negatively affect Namibia's export earnings, impacting broader preferential stability for Namibian products under the General System of Preferences regime. The Government of the Republic of Namibia, through the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, will remain vigilant in monitoring the evolving dynamics of the America First policy on trade, as well as its implications for non-reciprocal trade agreements.
Welcome back from that is the business from what Tate Nande had to say.
Yeah.
And David, just to get into it, I see why as Namibian traders, people are like really, really afraid.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time,
yeah,
we have been benefiting from agreements which enabled us to trade for free.
Yeah.
And one of those agreements that is the AGOA agreement
will
be coming to an end somewhere this year. So on whether people are able to negotiate properly after this, this is now where we are standing. We are like at the crossroad where we have to decide if we are going to have those 21% tariffs imposed on us officially, or if maybe this AGOA agreement will continue to be effective and we continue to, trade at those particular
agreements.
agreements, which is, you know, giving Africans growth and opportunity for the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which Namibia has been eligible for so long, and it also enabled Namibia to be the first country to start trading meat in the circumstances. And as we know, we are thriving in some of this production. So with these tariffs, we do not really know where the future of the country lies, especially when it comes to trade. And already being a little sister to South Africa, or a little brother, or whatever we are to SA at this point, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is, but being whatever we are to South Africa has also a lot of implications, because currently things don't look too bright.
Yeah. You know, you are right, because South Africa is not only our good friend, maybe it's our big brother, or maybe our bigger sister.
Sir, sugar daddy.
No. I don't know how to get there. But you were right when you speak about AGOA. That was to us, it was a favor to African countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it started in early 2000. It was a favor to African countries to say, it's like people are saying, it's a non-reciprocal agreement to say, We are at advantage of benefiting from USA.
Mm-hmm.
We are not paying anything. We are trading with USA from 2000 until now, what will happen on the 30th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And you can already see, if you can predict, Trump is not here to play. Yeah, if you can predict, you can just see Trump is not here to play. Yes, we can negotiate, but we cannot negotiate to zero.
That is a definitive no.
Yeah, we cannot negotiate to zero.
I think he's passed the charity case.
Yeah, no, he's not ready for charity anymore.
No, I think he came for his first term.
Yeah,
and he decided to charity, and he probably went back home and thought hard
about how do we brew the perfect Heineken. At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Tulisamar dimba goge, pampepo. Zegura sumbango, dias ep. Ez is a single na malisinta kano gupanare, taninaga gumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo koma oko, uza konkedi zompe, zoktura marsumo, musmbangu, yes ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep, zuvainyami mokaram tetin sume kusmbangu isi, guana karuhampepo, kumarsumo, pa internet meke, lyoge, ruganesa, cellphone ndin kenyi. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe, aso waswa pukura, sa imba ep. Aso kureti sapo martimbo konosumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambudi zongwa yes gospel martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena muspangwisi kuna karanye the elsin e angano the osherero kuma imbiriro the catholic simaneka karunga the africans sing froda here and many more zeni munahara kulisa marsumo geni Musumbangu Saimba Epo Mampepo Guaninye go 081-2358-063.
Welcome back. Maybe David.
Yeah.
Just maybe.
Yeah.
Before we just continue to, you know, here we talk a lot.
Yeah. Maybe, obviously.
Before we just continue to blabber on and you know, talk about tariffs.
Yeah.
Perhaps just to give a simple explanation of what tariffs are.
Yeah.
When we speak about tariffs in trade terms, what are the tariffs?
Yeah.
And well, what are some of those examples that we can give in tariffs? So tariffs are actually taxes imposed by a government on imported goods and services. So for one example is that when Namibia imports machinery from the US and there's a 21 tariff, it means that Namibia must pay 21% extra on top of the original price.
Yeah.
You know, the goal is usually, we all know, the goal is to protect local industries, but can also discourage trade, especially when these tariffs are very high. And I will give you a very good example of something that happened. I think there was a time we had a conversation here and I told you of how I used to order things on Shein and I stopped.
Now you're operating at international trade level.
I stopped because of the tax, of the tax increases that the government imposed on us.
Yeah.
And I think a part of me,
yeah,
in as much as it sounds wild,
yeah,
a part of me is glad Trump came up with this whole thing, because to a certain extent, our government has constantly been doing this to small and, you know, to small and micro businesses in Namibia.
Yeah.
Like you say, you start a side hustle and boom, everything is just going awry. Like it was so easy to order back then. Like we knew the tax rate was 15%, and now I don't know which calculator they use.
I think it's still there, but the method they want to tax on everything.
The method they use now does not make sense to me, because if I buy something for $1,000, I automatically at the back of my head, as someone that has been trying to study the tax brackets and so forth, automatically, as long as it's not a cell phone, as long as it's not battery operated goods, as long as it's not certain things that I'm already aware of that I need to pay an extra fee for, then I know the rate is supposed to be 15%.
No, obviously, because like in Namibia, you have one of the effective institutions. Like NAMRA. NAMRA is very effective in collecting tax. Yeah, it's over effective. And if you are over effective, you become a problem to people who are coming up.
Yes.
Because you want to tax on everyone. Because that's why I was talking to one doctor, Dr. Ben Mulogene, to say his name. He said, no, look, smaller businesses must be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller businesses must be protected, and not all the businesses must be taxed, because people want to grow.
Yes.
And I think that is what America has been doing for the past
25 years.
That's what America has been doing for the past 25 years. To say, no, you guys are developing, you are just colonized. I know I'm not the one who colonized you. Trade with me. Okay, trade with me at this rate. I'm not doing, asking you, because I'm getting something from you. It's actually you getting something from me,
yes,
because you are developing.
I'm giving you a platform to develop and grow.
But,
and that is the platform our fellow Namibian stakeholders are not giving to small business owners to develop and grow. Like, to a certain extent, you're supposed to look at the magnitude of a particular business and then decide on what basis am I going to tax this person? On what basis am I going to employ these tariffs on the type of business they are doing? That way, it's easy for them to also start thriving.
Yeah, and sometimes when you are looking at it from the perspective of the United States of America, you know, you can't, if you are just honest enough, you can't keep giving something for free for 20 years. You can't, if you are just being honest,
to
25 years to be specific.
Because that agreement was signed in 2000 on that dot.
Yeah, there must be a certain point where you say no. Imagine, give an example of an SME in an incubation center.
Mm-hmm.
An SME in an incubation center can stay there for 5 years, but within those 5 years, you must be groomed to say, no, I'm training these entrepreneurs. I'm teaching them business, doing how to do business. I'm also connecting them to having funds. But you are just there until 15 years. You are no more an infant business. It's the same with our country. What did we do? I understand what Abasanda Pendananda is saying, but it's also something that we need to learn. To say we can't really be helped forever.
We can't be spoon-fed forever.
Yeah, we can't be spoon-fed forever. Because that 21% is how the big boys are playing. Because by now they think, you guys, you are grown up. Let us do business now. Let us do business.
Yes.
What were you doing for the past 25 years?
As an infant, they allow you to learn how to talk. They allow you to learn how to
run. Yeah.
And
now you are sitting at the table.
After that, you start playing block my papilla with all that kids.
Yeah. You are right.
And this is exactly the pathway as is the Namibian economy. We are supposed to be joining the block, block my papile.
Yeah.
But do we have the capacity?
No, we don't have that that capacity. And this is unfortunate. It's come at this time where we were just thinking to say we are at a new administration. Maybe we are going to focus on growth. But we forgot that there are things that we are still getting for free. And the one thing which business people always saying to is something for free is very dangerous. If you like getting things for free, people is very dangerous, because once that person say no, I'm not giving you that anymore, if he's not asking for a certain favor, then boom, a person is gone. Just like now, you cannot keep on insulting Donald Trump. Let us find better ways now to say, how can Namibia survive in this trade war?
Mm-hmm.
We have a new president. I know she is, the whole of her life she has been in diplomacy. She has been around the world. She has been a diplomat representing Namibia in the United States.
She
and
has
everywhere.
Been in the Ministry of International.
She has been a chief diplomat. Now she's a chief diplomat, because they are saying a president, you are the main diplomat before all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how, I don't want to say, how Dr. Netumbo Nandito will navigate.
How?
Yeah.
Her Excellency.
Yeah, Her Excellency will navigate through these challenges, because like Ambassador Nanda said, to say no, apparently the minister need to come up with strategies. Then what are those strategies?
In due course, obviously.
it's a language that we cannot understand.
Yes, we, as a country, I would like to just add to what he said.
Yeah.
As a country,
yeah.
We just found out about this also.
Yeah.
You know, when Trump decided unknowingly.
Yeah.
Because he also did not know he was going to impose these tariffs on us. You know, it just happened. You know, when Trump unknowingly decided to impose tariffs on us. So it's still at the very early stages of African countries finding out.
Yeah.
It's still at the early stages of Africans needing to come together so they can find ways to mitigate this.
Yeah.
And I think whatever mitigation practices they have in place, whatever mitigation plans they have in place, are some that is actually going to be very beneficial to both Africans and Tate Trump. Because at this place, we cannot even say the rest of the U.S.
Yeah.
Just make Trump happy.
Yeah, you must make Trump happy. And I think, you know, I was looking at the history of Trump. Trump is one business guy who went through difficult situation in his life. And he's somebody who was at one point bankrupt. At a certain time, he upgraded his father's business. But this is telling you who Trump is. He's a fighter. And he does not lose deals. And when he took over the country, that is business for him. That's why a lot of business people were supporting him in the U.S.
But let's
he's
hope.
He's not a charity guy.
No, let's hope. Yeah. Let's hope we are able to survive this one, because even Her Excellency said it's not business as usual. So maybe.
Maybe she knew what was coming.
Maybe she's also going to turn the cards around, and we are actually going to experience something better. So, in a nutshell, we also need to look at what a trade war is,
yeah,
and what implications a trade war has on our country.
Yeah.
So a trade war happens when countries keep increasing tariffs on each other's goods.
Yeah.
In retaliation, it creates tensions. So, for instance,
yeah,
currently,
yeah,
there is now the issue of the
tariffs
which are imposed on Africans by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So now, should Africans retaliate and increase the tariffs?
Yeah.
I don't know on what basis, but should they retaliate?
Yeah.
Because I've seen countries like ours already started the retaliation from visas.
Yeah.
Visa approvals, you know, and those things. This is where things start. This is how things start.
No, how? Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Yes. So should Africans retaliate?
Mm.
It would then mean that either we are going to be slammed with another 21 on top of this 21, or we are going to
42.
Or we are going to go back to the initial 48, because apparently our tariffs, apparently it was 48 and we were discounted to 21.
What is a discount?
How can you
discount somebody from zero and you renegotiated on our behalf already?
Good question. Who negotiated?
Yeah, but I think, you know, the question is that also when we are talking about that trade war, we must also know who to fight and what are the long term impact, because with the US have been in a lot of fights. particularly with China. US did not want China to develop because China is now a threat in terms of development. But should Namibia retaliate, I don't think we are going to survive in this trade unless we find another partner. And it's also very difficult to understand because when you lose America, then let me say we shift to China, who is our biggest trader, our biggest trading partner, China and in South Africa. China is going to have more power because he knows that we don't have any option.
You ain't got no option.
Yeah, you got no option, and that is your last option. And he's going to have no more power, and it's going to be very difficult for us because we are running out of options. And this thing of trade war, I think South Africa is also bringing us a lot of problems. Because
I'll beg to differ with you there. Before you even continue, you can explain that I'm differing with you on the basis that South Africa is not bringing us a lot of problems.
Allow me to
As Namibia, we are supposed to be an independent country. You can continue. I'll still fight you on that.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. If you mention Namibia to Donald Trump, to him, there is no a picture of Namibia because there is a lot of bigger businesses to him. I'm just saying with respect to say we are very small in Trump's eye. He can only see us through South Africa or maybe through SADC.
Unfortunately,
he can only see us through SADC. And the moment there was already a fight at the beginning of this month end of last month where ambassador from South African ambassador to America was sent back and was declared persona non grata, no recognition anymore.
Yes.
Then I think this is also the reason because Trump was not happy.
And they did the same thing. They reciprocated the action.
And Trump was not happy. Yeah, Trump was not happy with South Africa, even starting from joining BRICS. But I'm thinking with South Africa suffering, we are also breathing. And that's what I meant when I said that South Africa brought us problems. Yes, that's what I'm saying when I'm saying South Africa brought us problems, but we must find a way.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. But you know, growing up in your father's house, David, if you get married, you are going to make your own house.
But I need a supporting system.
You cannot tell me after 35 years you have not found your own footing so that you are able to stand on your own as a man, so that you are able to defend your wife and your kids against the rest of the world. That is where we failed as Namibians. We are going to pay our bills in 5 seconds. And we are going to come back after this.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Welcome back, David. So like I was saying, if we are going to bring in comparisons, we would also need to bring in things such as countries such as Singapore. And we have other smaller countries, other densely populated countries that are thriving more than us. So we cannot always use the South Africa card to say they are at fault for our misfortunes. We had 35 years to grow up.
No, I hear you.
We are not. They say the youth stops at 35, right?
Yeah, 35.
As a country, we are this is our last year being a youth.
Yeah, but a youth with a complicated history. You are not just an ordinary youth. Yeah, but you know, I hear you. We were supposed to be better off than. Come again. There's a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take the caller.
Eagle FM. Hello. Hi.
Good evening. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mm.
Dallas.
Yes, who are we talking to?
Tate Andreas here.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tate Andreas. Lovely to have you on BES. Shoot at us.
Should do, yeah. Yeah, just continue.
No, I'm saying shoot, have your say your contribution.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
No. I just wanted to adding up that this tariff, they didn't affect much on the production of Namibian product because we are not producing much that go to the American market,
mm-hmm.
especially in the agriculture, which is a meat that we are exporting to that country. And the other materials, minerals that we are exporting, they never go to American market. So if you look at the fish also, they don't go to that side. So whatever we are producing here, it never go to that market. We are affected because of our neighboring country, South Africa, which is now become, I don't know whether it's a victim or whatever we are calling it.
Because of
the look of things now, if you look at Zimbabwe also, they want to accommodate in the South African, that is, now look at the big picture that South Africa will not have, because they are the ones that have American market.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Tabasco, the chili that they are producing, they have to go and mending there and come back to South African market. So for us here, maybe it will be just affecting us when South Africans now are running out of product. Yeah, that is where now we can maybe suffering because of, on the look of the product now, like in KFC and the other McDonald's and all of those things, which now South Africa may be, I don't know whether they are government, that is GON, will be advising the authority and within the franchise that they are running all over South Africa, it may end up a problem. But for us Namibians, we are too far to reaching American market. And also to the import that we are having, we don't have much. There are no more than 20 companies that are importing things from America here. No, we don't have that. So all that we are having, that we are having on our shelf or our market, is come through South Africa and Europe. So it's, even if you look at our frozen chicken, they just come from South Africa and Brazil. So we have nothing that to do, we can worry about. Yes, we worry about the number of 21 that you are talking about. But tariff for us, this is now. Yeah, the time when we were having market, like the time of Ramatex, you see how it's hitting us. About 6,000 people, they ran out of job because of that, because of the market that we were relying on. But for that, for now...
So it's not a big deal? Are you saying it's not a big deal?
No. It's not a big deal. It's nothing.
It's nothing. Do you know that international trade can affect you indirectly if other African countries also feel pressure that you are trading with?
Yeah, you see now in other African countries, we don't have a market with other African countries.
But we trade more on SADC and also with China.
We trade through South Africa.
Yeah.
What we are producing on SACO or whatever in SADC.
But if South Africa is bleeding?
Yeah, if South Africa is bleeding now, that is what I'm saying. We might end up having a problem with that. But on the look of the government...
It's not we might, it's going to happen.
But on the look of the government, if you look at now the jobs, if you look at now the jobs and the other...
The what?
Competitors, like jobs and the other shop competitors like ShopRite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
ChopStar is now winning the SADC market.
Mm-hmm.
So because they are now in trading on top 10 in South African stock exchange. So which is now they are the one that is, because they are their headquarters is in Botswana. So the issue here will not be affected that when ShopRite is running out of product, we will run out of food. No. We can rely on Chops now, because Chops is also a big bull at the moment. So there is nothing that can affect in South Africa for now.
Yes.
I mean Namibia for now. It's very, very...
Okay, Tata Andreas, thank you so much for your contribution. We quickly need to pay a few bills.
Okay, you're welcome. Aziz.
Thank you.
Okay, so here follows a Vialvicha live read before we get back into business. So the Vialvicha live read reads as follows. Vialvicha University, where everyone is an achiever. Please take note of our university's undergraduate and postgraduate programs. Faculty of Commerce and Education. Bachelor of Science in Project Management Honours, Bachelor of Supply Chain and Operations Management Honours, Bachelor of Education in Senior Primary Educational Honours, Grade 4 to 7, Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education Honours, Grade 8 to 12, full entry requirements available on https /www.edu.na or email Velvicher at admissions@w.edu.na or info@wu.edu.na. Yo, these WUs are killing me.
Yes.
Actually, just one last time. For full entry requirements, they are available on https://wu.edu.na or email at admissions@wu.edu.na or information@wu.edu.na.
Yes.
And that is for you to study in this stipulated, you know, faculties at the University of at the Velvicher University.
They're actually nice courses there. The problem is the money.
Get the money. Get the money.
Yes, dear listeners, let's continue with the business and economic segment. We have around 7 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We are talking about trade war. We are talking about imposition of 21% of, tariffs to African countries by the United States government. And we are looking at how can Namibia survive through this, how can we develop through these problems? Because I remember every year, is coming with its own goods, and it's also coming with its own problems.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the time we were about to recover, then there was COVID-19. The time we were about to recover last year, there was drought. Then the time we got a new administration, and there's something that we need to make very clear to say we must move regardless of the problems that we are facing.
Yes.
Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that what is our government doing to look at how we can survive these challenges? Are we looking at other markets? Are we also looking at how maybe we can add values to our products so that we cannot be relying more on other countries or importing, jobs to other countries?
So some of the reasons we can, or some of the ways in which we can do this, David, is by diversifying our trade partners.
Yeah.
You mentioned the example of if we move away from just trading with the US, let's say we retaliate and also impose tariffs on them and so forth, and you gave the example of us being left with China only, but in as much as we have good relations with them right now, once we are only playing with them alone,
you don't have options. Yeah.
So this is what I mean by diversifying our trade partners. We need to branch out. We need to find a bigger platform whereby we are able to send products everywhere, to Europe, to the US, to Asian countries, And when I say Asian countries, I don't just mean
Russia.
China and what. Guys, make friends with the Koreans.
Also. Yeah, North or South Koreans. Yeah, but those guys have been our friends, especially the North Koreans. We just abandoned them just because of some United Nations sanctions. Because remember, these are some of the guys who built our, even Hiroseka.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys from North Korea. Just because they were bad to our friends, then we have to run away from them. But they did not do anything wrong to us.
But like Chomigal said, we are not an enemy to any. Maybe it's time to start rebuilding some of those bridges, especially for the sake of
surviving.
Of surviving, for the sake of having options, for the sake of, not being put in a corner because you are just dealing with this one thing. I always tell people to burn bridges, but in this case, We are not burning anything, colleagues. Let's go out there and build the bridges. Go out there and build the bridges of trade agreements.
Yeah.
Go out there and negotiate better rates for a better Namibia. Because the Namibia you are creating right now is not for yourself. Because even if you go negotiate, those terms and conditions may come into effect 5 years from now.
Yeah.
So we would love to look at the aspect of building a better Namibia for you, for yourself, mostly for your children and their future children, because those are the people that are going to reap the benefits of your hard work.
And also, African leaders must stop crying because you are scaring us. Yeah, no, they must stop crying because, you know, they are scaring us, the young generation, because you must make bold decisions. If a country is saying, I don't want to play with you, sometimes it's giving you trouble, but it's also giving you independence.
Mm-hmm.
Just like somebody say, no, I'm not supporting you anymore. Obviously, you're not going to die. But you have to think, and you also have to come up with better ways. Because this thing of saying, Uncle Trump, please come to us, Uncle Trump, come and save us. You have been saved for the past 25 years, and you should stop crying. Let's make decisions, then people will realize to say, no, Namibia managed to survive without donations from the US, without money, without trading for free. Because at the end of the day, if we are not going to become strong, we are going to be depending on these countries. And if we can make bold decision to say, apart from crying, let's find ways. And I'm happy that Basanda Nanda said there are strategies going to be placed. And I wish those strategies not to be strategies of begging. but yeah, it's true, but strategies of saying no, we can't do that.
Yes. And some of the things we can just strengthen as a country is, or as Africans, is the African Continental Free Trade area.
Yeah.
If Africans can go into strengthening that, I think as Africans, we are able, we are capable. Burkina Faso is showing us that a few things can be achieved. You just need to stand your ground.
And you just need to be fearless. And I'm very happy when you mention Burkina Faso, because when I look at the kalimba of Her Excellency, you mm-hmm. must not let everyone to like you. She made those bold decisions to say, guys, it's time to pack and go home. I know we have been together for this, but for the sake of my country or for the sake of our own kids, some of you, or most of you, 80% of you are going home and
yeah.
make some bold decisions. And those are some of the things which we can still do.
Yes. So from here onwards, we just wish as Africans we can become self-sufficient. We can put more into growing ourselves. We can put more into growing our own economies. We can put, and especially as Namibians, guys, let's put more effort into creating our own food. Let's, you know, thereby food and nutrition. Eh? We really need to become self-sufficient, because I was here and I think Justicia mentioned something earlier.
Yeah.
And especially in regards to SA. And I told her, because already the currency has gone up, if you noticed. The currency went up in the past couple of days because of the relationship between the US and in South Africa, and our reliance on the South African dollar.
Yeah.
So the currency went up, and I was looking at things, and you know, Justicia mentioned something, and I was like, yo guys, if you have money, buy groceries for the next 2 months.
No, it's a good advice.
For the next 2 months, we are going to see a lot of turbulences, and we are going to see a lot of up and down,
no,
up and down.
Justicia is a good economist.
Yes, up and down. And things are going to become rocky.
Yeah.
And we are not sure how long it's going to last. So I was there telling her, it's unfortunate that I don't have the capacity right now.
Yeah.
Because if I had... The shops would thank me, because I would stock up for the next 2 to 3 months, because I see what is coming. If the exchange rate is already going up, it also means the cost of living is going to be expensive, because now these people have to import things at a higher rate.
Yeah.
And them importing things at a higher rate means they're going to sell to us. Is our big brother must sponsor us.
Yeah,
they're going to they're going to sell to us at a higher rate, and therefore we are also going to have to pay more for everything.
So we just need to make sure that, we survive and learn from those problems.
Yes. So this has been the business and economic segment. with me, Heleni Inane here, and
of course, David
and
Shoma.
King. Apparently, he's king now.
No, obviously, you know the Davids are king.
I don't know when this one happened, but it's with King David. So we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Same time, same place, same radio frequency. Do continue listening to all our programming. We are going to leave you in the hands of the Omotumwa team.
Yeah.
And after that, the matriarch will come in and, you know, just do her matriarch thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, good night.
Shop, shop.
Tulisamar dimbo goge, pampepo. Zegura sumbango, dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisintakano gupanare, taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko, uza konkedi zompe, zoktura marsumo, musmbangu, dias ep, pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep, zuvainyami mokaram tetin sume kusmbangu isi, guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke, lyoge, ruganesa, cellphone ndin kenyi. Kara onopukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep. Aso kuret sapo martimbo konosumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambudi zongwa yes gospel. Martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musumbangu isi kuna karanye de elsin e angano de osherero kuma imbiriro de catholic simaneka karunga the Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epo. Mampepo, tukwanini nye ko 081-2358-063. Ndi ko email digital@omalaiti.com.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.